O2 doesn't quite end up as you would have liked. People think the sky is falling after O2. You start in O3 and people still think it's falling because I think you lose two of your first three games in O3. And yet, you know, you had a good junior class. Andrew Brewer, quarterback, went on to play at Northwestern. Jesse Meyer, a wide receiver, went on to play at TU. Chad Morris at TU. But you had a senior class that really didn't have much experience, and a spacey class, if you don't mind me saying so. I mean, you just had a group of guys that you never knew if they were engaged or not, and yet they'd show up on Friday night and win, and went on and won a state title.
Yeah, and, you know, really rallied together because, as you mentioned, that group of seniors, Willie Bull and, if I remember right, Colin Batts and some of those kids.
Matt Felty.
They really gelled up at the end. The last, you know, four or five games, they really came together. And as I recall, we beat, I believe, two or three district champions in the playoffs to go win it. So they pulled it together at the right time and really played well at the end.
And 03, you won the state championship at OU. They had Reggie Smith, a great player on that particular team. You're down, I think it's 10-0.
Yes.
You go in, try to punch it in before halftime instead of kicking the field goal. So you're down, and you get denied, so you're down 10-0. And then you come back in the second half rally and win final score.
Yeah.
So,
and, you know, another valuable coaching lesson learned, you've got Chase Beeler at left tackle. He was a youngster but a fabulous player, played at OU and Stanford. You have Freddie Caroline, arguably one of the more physical guys we've ever had. No timeouts left. We got the ball on the one-yard line. Well, hey, what do you guys want to do? Run the ball. Let's go. Well, that sounds great if you make it. But if you don't make it, you know, the time runs out, you don't get another play. So credit Coach Trimble for making a bad decision there. But I told him at halftime, I said, you know, you guys, the great news is we will play better in the second half. There is no way we cannot play better. And if you guys will just do what we're supposed to do, we'll win the game. We pitched a defensive jewel because Santa Fe was loaded. The Smith kid was a first-round draft pick. Our defense, considering our talent level, played at a ridiculous level. And we hung in there, made a couple of big plays on offense, and ended up maybe stealing one right there. We did good in 2003.
Speaking of OU, you played a couple of games at OU, a semifinal win over Lawton that was hard fought, and then this championship game in 03. What was it like to play at OU because you grew up a Sooner fan?
Oh, man, you know, it was surreal. I mean, I had got to watch, you know, I went to Coach Switzer's, you know, high school camp in 1981. So, I mean, I was a huge fan, but to actually go out there on that field and you know, it's a little nerve-wracking. I mean, you know, there you just you think about the excitement and everything. You got to be careful and pull yourself back in a little bit. But some great, great memories of that. That game against Lawton was just, you know, we had to hit a great fake punt. I think it was Ben Barber hit Holmes. You know, it was a great, great football game.
I remember you saying Kiwan was frustrating in that game. Finally, you wore Lawton down a little bit to where he took control.